Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to this summer's Carte Blanche Concerts, Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated recitals. This season, as a complement to the festival's exploration of creative capitals, Music at Menlo offers four Carte Blanche concerts. On Sunday, July 15, violinist Paul Huang and pianist and festival artistic director Wu Han present a recital program of music by Beethoven, Brahms, Bartok, and Saint-Saëns. On Thursday, July 19, the Calidor String Quartet returns to Music at Menlo with a time-lapse musical portrait of Vienna, bridging the classical era and the Second Viennese School. For the summer's third Carte Blanche concert, the husband and wife duo of cellist Demetria Tappan and pianist Hye-Yun Park offer a marathon program spanning two centuries of the cello piano repertoire. The series concludes on Sunday, July 29, as Paul Neubauer and Michael Brown perform some of the 20th century's greatest works for viola and piano, from Ernest Bloch and Georges Boulanger to Dmitri Shostakovich. Music at Menlo audience favorites and husband and wife duo Demetria Tappan and Hye-Yun Park complement this festival season's itinerary of creative capitals with a three-part recital program of some of Western music's most relentlessly peripatetic composers. Alongside pieces by such iconic figures as Beethoven and Boccherini, the program offers lesser-known gems by the Russian cellist and composer Karl Davidov, who encountered Schumann and Mendelssohn in Leipzig before returning to Paris, John Field, an Irish composer who emigrated to Russia, and others. The program concludes with Chopin's dazzling Introduction and Polonaise Brillante. Dmitri Tappan.
So once we found out more or less what the idea behind the festival was, and we started kind of brainstorming on what the program should look like, we started with the idea that everything on the program should have like at least one or two ideas, names, composers behind them. Because the idea of the festival theme is creative capitals, the different important places around the world that attract artistic flourishing. In the same vein, every piece on our program is kind of influenced by at least one or two of these capitals. And so we started kind of with the idea of the Beethoven Variations, which is featured in the first part of our program. And, you know, Beethoven was somebody who came from Bonn to Vienna in pursuit of Mozart at the beginning. And so these variations are written on a theme from Mozart's Magic Flute. So you already have two names associated with that piece. Also, Beethoven wrote this piece because he was thrilled a few years before it to meet the King of Prussia and at his employment the great cellist Jean-Louis Duport. So you see there's already four names that are involved with the composition of the Variations in E flat major. So in the same vein, we were trying to tackle every single piece on this program and then put it in some cohesive whole. So the program is structured in three parts. One kind of covers the evolution of the cello. We start with the Boccherini Sonata. Boccherini was a cellist who was born in Italy, but because of money and fame, he moved to Spain towards the later part of his life. He also is the first worldwide famous cellist. There is an Italian cellist called Francescello, but Boccherini really achieved the first pan-European fame as a virtuoso cellist. And that sonata in A major showcases his virtuosic prowess. Thank you. Also, another name associated with that sonata is another composer that you'll see in the second part of our program, and that's Alfredo Piatti, who later added a more intricate piano accompaniment to the sonata. We continue, as already mentioned, with the piece with the Beethoven variations, with all those interconnections. And the piece that closes the first part of the program is Davidoff Allegro de Concert. Now, Davidoff was praised by Tchaikovsky himself as the Tsar of all cellists of our century. And what interests me a lot in the figure of Davidoff is that it's somebody who was born in Russia and then came to study to Leipzig, which is another of these great capitals. He met Mendelssohn, he met Schumann, was very much influenced by their music and by their ideas. And towards the end of that education in Leipzig, at 24 years old, he composed the Allegro du Concert. And then he came back to St. Petersburg and later in life established himself as the first director of the conservatory. So you can see this relationship between two great capitals. The second part of our program is beginning also with a piece that is influenced by opera. Just like Beethoven's variations were influenced by Mozart, Piatti's Capriccio sopra un tema della Niobe was influenced by super famous opera at the time by Pacini, Niobe. I really fell in love with this piece because it really showcases a cello by itself as a solo instrument. And Piatti has a certain relationship with Paganini, and we remember from last year all the virtuosity of Paganini. And so I kind of wanted to showcase what can the cello do. We're always jealous of violinists, and when you see this piece, we don't have to be jealous at all. Piatti is also a figure who was born in Italy and then traveled all over Europe and ended up in London. So we have this orbit of London idea that attracted so many of the great thinkers. I find Piatti also a very curious story about him is that he often played in the Beethoven Quartet Society in London, and his fellow musicians in that string quartet would be Joseph Joachim, Heinrich Wieniawski, and on viola, Heinrich Ernst. So some of the greatest players of the 19th century would come together to read Beethoven quartets in London every summer. So we continue the second part of our program with a little gem, a nocturne for piano solo by John Field. John Field is remembered today as the father of the nocturne, and he influenced so many composers such as Frederic Chopin or Johannes Brahms, and he moved towards the end of his life to St. Petersburg, where he had a dramatic effect on what is known today as the Russian piano school. So once again, we see somebody whose career is taking them across Europe and from different capitals. We finish this London-influenced second part of our program with Frank Bridge, a composer, violist, conductor who lived through the First World War and was deeply affected by what was going on around Europe at the time of 1913 through 1917. That is exactly the time when he composed his only cello sonata. It's a beautifully haunting work. It's a work that I think combines this hope for humanity and at the same time this longing for the past, and also kind of optimistic look into the future, but always with a tint of nostalgia. The third part, which we kind of entitled The Eastern Europeans, starts with variations on the theme of Rossini by Bohuslav Martinu. Again, a work that's influenced by an opera, in this case Rossini's opera, Moses in Egypt. A little side note is that on the very same theme, the great Niccolo Paganini composed variations on one string for violin, and as a kind of a joke, Martinu, when he came from Czech Republic via Paris to the United States, he gave these variations as a present to the great Russian-American cellist Gregor Piatigorsky. It's a funny work full of little winks and jokes, rhythmic complexities that is so particular to Martinu's writing. And it kind of showcases him adapting an American style to a European work. The second piece in the final part of our program is Kodály's Sonatina for cello and piano. In 1909, Kodály envisioned a sonata for cello and piano, a work that had, for some reason, two movements at the time. He always kind of thought of writing a slow movement in the middle, but postponed it. And by 1921, he finally decided to write the slow movement. But then he writes that he failed to recapture the mood of 1909 and therefore chose not to include this movement in his sonata and instead publish it as a standalone work, as a sonatina. I find it kind of interesting that you see the care and the love for his own music. Any lesser composer will say, hey, here's a piece, I'll just plug it in. But Kodály was so critical of his own music and of his own style that he chose to leave that as a separate piece. It's a beautiful work and very seldom performed, and goes very well with this idea of Eastern European influence. We finished the third part and the whole recital with one of the most virtuosic works for cello and piano, and that is the introduction and Polonaise Brilliante by Frédéric Chopin. It kind of encapsulates the entire idea of our program. Chopin was somebody who moved from Poland to Paris. He was someone who was very much influenced by the world of opera through the figure of Bellini and the idea of bel canto, which is very much showcased in the introduction of this work. He's also somebody who's very much touched by the ideas of John Field, and as evident in his many nocturnes, by Paganini, in his own etudes and in virtuosic works for piano solo. So this work, written in 1829 for a very rich patron and his daughter, is full of thrilling virtuosic motives, but even for cellists nowadays, it's a little bit not hard enough. So the great American cellist Emmanuel Feuermann in the early part of 20th century added a few showcase runs into the cello part. Purists would say that you should not do these things to Chopin, but we cellists enjoy making our life a little bit harder. And I think you would enjoy watching us struggle through those runs. In closing, I want to mention the opening work of the program because it also serves as a balancing point. And we will open with Schnittke's Musica Nostalgica, which is a work written in 1992. And in Schnittke's style, it looks back at Bach, and in particular to a minuet by Bach. And it kind of encapsulates the whole time and place. Once again, Schnittke came from Germany to the Soviet Union, a lot of influenced by so many different composers, and a lot of styles of these different composers go into his music. It's a 3-minute gem dedicated to Rostropovich, with which we kind of want to open the recital to let us think of all these different connections.
Audio Notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Beethoven's Variations in E-flat Major on Bei Männern welche Liebe fühlen from Mozart's Die Zauberflöte is performed by David Finkel and Wu Han. Boccherini's Cello Sonata in A Major, performed by Mime Yamahiro Brinkmann, Carl Nylund, and Bjorn Gaffert, and Alfred Schnittke's Musica Nostalgica, performed by Roland Pontinen and Torleif Tadane, appear courtesy of BIS Records. Alfredo Piatti's Capriccio sopra un tema della Niobe di Pacini, Opus 21, is performed by Antonio Meneses and appears courtesy of AV Records. John Field's Nocturne No. 5 in B-flat Major is performed by Elizabeth Joy Rowe and appears courtesy of Decca Classics. Frank Bridges' Cello Sonata is performed by Dimitria Tappan and Heian Park and appears courtesy of Blue Griffin Records. Bohuslav Martinu's Variations on a Theme of Rossini is performed by Timora Rosler and Clara Wurz and appears courtesy of Brilliant Classics. Zoltan Kodály's Cello Sonatina is performed by Elmer Lavota and Kerstin Aber and appears courtesy of BIS Records. Chopin's Introduction in Polonaise Brillante is performed by Dimitria Tappan and Heian Park and appears courtesy of Urtext. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.